With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A Montana Highway Patrol trooper who was shot early this morning and sustained critical injuries was flown to Salt Lake City for treatment this afternoon. A motorcade escorted the vehicle carrying Trooper Wade Palmer, a 35-year-old Medal of Valor recipient, from St. Patrick Hospital to the airport around midday. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox plans to meet Palmer in Utah. John Barnes is a spokesperson with the State Attorney General's office.
Now it's really a situation where we wait, watch, and pray and hope that Trooper Palmer recovers.
Meanwhile, Jonathan Birch has been arrested for his role in the two separate but related shootings that occurred late last night in Missoula and Evero. County prosecutors charged Birch with one count of deliberate homicide and three counts of attempted deliberate homicide today. Charging documents claim Birch shot and killed Shelley Hayes and attempted to kill Julie and Casey Blanchard and Trooper Palmer. A GoFundMe account has been set up for Trooper Palmer. Details are on our website. A federal appeals court has ruled a Montana judge's ruling barring construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. TransCanada has asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to put the ruling from U.S. District Judge Brian Morris on hold while its appeal is pending and allow the Calgary-based company to begin building the pipeline. In a Friday ruling, a two-judge panel said Morris carefully considered all factors in his decision. A couple of hundred Missoula high school students walked out of class today demanding tough action on climate change.
It's a huge deal.
Big Sky High School senior Cassie Fargo was one of at least tens of thousands of students from across the globe joining the coordinated so-called school strikes Friday. The strikes were inspired by a 16-year-old Swedish activist who started holding solitary climate demonstrations outside Swedish Parliament last year. Missoula students today express concerns about not only global climate change, but their disappointment in what they see as their government's lack of action on the issue.
No. We are the president of the United States doesn't think that climate change exists. So, yeah.
Hellgate senior Carson Brandt says there's a political disconnect at play when it comes to the climate issue.
And that's very concerning to us because there's a generation gap between the politicians of today and the politicians of the future.
U.S. House Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey introduced the Green New Deal last month, intended to eliminate most, if not all, U.S. carbon emissions. Critics jeer it as a comically impossible mishmash of unrealistic goals, but Missoula's Carson Brandt wants policymakers to give it a chance.
Oh, I'm all for it. I think it's a good place to start. I don't necessarily know if the new Green Deal is going to be able to accomplish all that it says at first, but as long as we only water it down a little bit and then eventually build up to its original aspirations, then we have a good plan in mind.
Sentinel High sophomore Aurora Segerstrom thinks climate change is an issue that transcends politics. The 16-year-old believes it presents an existential threat and must be confronted.
The climate heating up is definitely a huge problem with me, and I don't want even my children or my grandchildren to have to deal with that kind of stuff.
A Missoula County School District spokesperson says students who left school to attend today's strike would be marked as absent.
With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Jonathan Birch has been charged with one count of deliberate homicide and three counts of attempted deliberate homicide for his role in a shooting last night near Missoula. One person was killed, and three others, including a Montana Highway Patrol trooper, were injured in the shooting. In 2009, Birch was charged with felony assault on a police officer. GoFundMe accounts have been created for Trooper Wade Palmer, as well as one of the victims. You can find more information at our website, mtpr.org. A federal appeals court has upheld a Montana judge's ruling barring construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. Dina Hoff, a farmer from Glendive and former chair of the Northern Plains Resource Council, says the court made the right decision.
It doesn't mean it's the end, but it means that there's some breathing room at least. And every day that I don't have to think about that 36-inch pipeline crossing under iconic and economically important and historical rivers in Montana is a very happy day for me.
TransCanada has asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to put the ruling from U.S. District Judge Brian Morris on hold while its appeal is pending and allow the Calgary-based company to begin building the pipeline. In a ruling today, a two-judge panel said Morris carefully considered all factors in his decision to prevent the company from working on the proposed 1,200-mile pipeline from Alberta to Nebraska. TransCanada attorneys had said an injunction issued by Morris in November could cause it to miss the 2019 construction season. Morris allowed TransCanada to perform some activities outside the pipeline's right-of-way, including the construction of pipe storage yards.
With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. The Trump administration today finalized plans that will open millions of acres in the West to oil and gas development and strip protections for the struggling greater sage grouse. The Bureau of Land Management's plan removes heightened protections for the core habitat of the chicken-sized bird known for its distinctive mating dance that lives in 11 western states, including Montana. Those protections emerged from a years-long collaborative process between state and federal government, industry, and scientists. The BLM is the largest landowner of sage-grouse habitat.
They have reneged on their management responsibility.
That's Brian Rutledge, vice president of the National Audubon Society. He says more than 350 other species rely on sagebrush ecosystems, and sagebrush plays a key role in western watersheds.
The biggest thing that's happened here is we have evacuated science from what was a science-based plan.
The BLM's move alters protections in seven states, but not directly in Montana. Historically, millions of grouse strutted through the country's sage fields. Now, that number's down to between 200 and 500,000. Montana's home to nearly 20% of the birds that remain. Carolyn Syme, sage-grouse habitat conservation program manager for Montana DNRC, says here sage-grouse habitat is unique compared to other parts of the West.
Most of our habitats for sage-grouse are in private ownership. A relatively smaller percentage are held and managed by Bureau of Land Management, Montana State Trust Lands, and the Forest Service.
About 30% of Montana's sage-grouse habitat is on federal land. Syme says the species faces threats from ecosystem destruction and fragmentation that could come from things like development and drilling, but also natural processes like wildfire. We reached out to the Montana Petroleum Council for comment on this story, but did not receive a response. The government's proposal is expected to face a lengthy battle in court. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.